Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome to one and all. It is now time for the Smith and Rowland Show. I know you've been looking forward to this broadcast.
Well, Jeff, and speaking of a mother, I've got a father who is also in heaven.
Yeah.
He was a World War II fighter pilot.
Yeah.
And he was definitely, can I say, pro-American?
Yeah, buddy.
You could call him a lot of names, and he would rise up to the occasion. You call him a nationalist, an American, a Christian, or a man who carries flags.
He would own it all.
He would own it all. And but the reason I say that is I'm so glad he is already left the planet, because this article here I want us to discuss and to consider, the title of it is Wokeism is Hurting U.S. Military Recruitment, Congressman Warns. Now, I've heard you mention these numbers, these statistics of how the recruitment for our military is way off.
Yeah, I can't remember what the stats was. Just a couple of months ago, we went over those stats, but it's down like almost like 25%, Alan, across the board in recruitment. I have a son-in-law that's he's got 3 years left before he retires. My brother served, I served, and I got to tell you, the military has changed dramatically. And what really troubles me about that, yesterday in the podcast, we talked about how there's four major components to the establishment of a strong earthly kingdom, is a political influence, an economic influence, a military influence, and a religious influence. In all four of those components, we're seeing America being just systematically destroyed. And the military is proving out to be much the same thing. And it's, you know, I'm hoping that we've got some leadership somewhere in America that's going to rise up to this challenge, because we can't afford to weaken our military posture, especially in a time like we're in right now.
Yeah. Well, name those four again for our listeners, Jeff. I think that's good to remember.
Yeah, it's a political influence, an economic influence, a military influence, and then a religious influence. All four of those components are always alive at the establishment of an earthly kingdom of any kind. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way since time started.
So would you not say that's the four fronts, that the four heels that are trying to be taken is political, economic, military, and religious? Is that not four major things to tear down or to take over, I guess would be a...
Right. If you want to destroy a nation, attack those four elements in some way, and you'll destroy a nation. You'll destroy a kingdom. Yeah, you'll bring it down.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're seeing in America, Alan. There's a strategic attack on all four of those fronts. And it's like we're going to implode from within. And I can't help but believe that there is some foreign help involved in all of that as well.
Well, I'd say foreign help, definitely foreign help. And then you could go a little more foreign than the foreign into the spiritual foreign help.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you have got dark politics. You've got dark economics. You have got dark military, and you've got dark religions.
Yes.
All four of those things that you cited there. And also, if you look at the statue in the book of Daniel, you know, these different, it matches up pretty well of the main components that the statue of Nebuchadnezzar in his dream of these four areas. And Jeff, in this, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say all four of those kingdoms mentioned in Daniel had these four elements attached to each kingdom.
That's right.
The deal was that each kingdom would have a primary strength in some of these areas.
Right.
But that all four components were at work. And in America, we've had all four of these components as a strength. We at one time we had the strongest economy, the strongest military. We had the strongest political influence, and we had the spirit and presence of God on our land. But all four of those areas are beginning to wane away now. And boy, we're seeing it in the military really bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this military is about what this article is citing, is talking about the wokeism. And right here is, if you would allow, I'll read just a paragraph or so here. A Republican congressman will introduce a trio of amendments Wednesday as part of efforts. And this is about 3-4 weeks ago. He will decrease a focus on military extremism while boosting recruitment. A first-term Missouri representative, we might need to remember this name, Mark Alford. Yep. Mark Alford. He's a member of the House Armed Services, and he is a Republican, but he is a member of the House Armed Services Committee.
Yeah.
So he's on the major committee, and he'll introduce these three amendments, making up a markup session of the Pentagon's 2024 defense bill, which is on the table. It's called the Pentagon's 2024 defense bill. The amendments focus on the Department of Defense anti-extremism efforts. He's putting the wokeism, which is as well as evaluating funding, staffing levels of associated with diversity, inclusion, equity programs.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this happened, and this is And he goes on to say this: you guys got to start acting like generals and not politicians.
Ain't that the truth? My goodness, that's so true.
Is that not a statement? You guys really got to start acting like generals and not politicians.
Yeah.
Alfred told Fox News. And so he said, we've got to get the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs out of the military. These investigations of what they call extremists in the military, these are, in other words, he's just saying that's extreme behavior. So,
yeah. Well, and you know, Al, I'm thinking back. I was in the military in the early 80s. It was under Bill Clinton's administration where the military adopted a policy called don't ask, don't tell. Yeah. And it was a policy around homosexual behavior in the military, because at one time before then, you could get kicked out of the military if you were caught in homosexual behavior.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it became this thing of don't ask, don't tell. So the military wasn't asking any questions about sexual behavior, and you wasn't supposed to tell anything about sexual behavior. Okay. It's went from that to now we have an Admiral Levine, who is a cross-dressing transgender person, he's high up in the military. So my point is, it goes with the same trends that we've been seeing across several decades, that when you begin to compromise truth in just one small area, it begins to take over the culture. It begins to reshape the culture and the philosophy of anything if you begin to compromise truth in just a small area. So I'm saying that the military now has been weakened to the point that it's becoming hard to even recruit people to go into the military. We have a war going on in Ukraine where our illustrious president announced to the world that America is running low on ammunition because of our supply to the Ukraine, apparently. So I'm saying that we are weakened in that area, and across the board, we are becoming weaker and weaker, and we're going to have some people to rise up, like this congressman. Isn't it amazing that it takes a first-term congressman
to raise this point?
I can't understand where our generals are. Where's our leaders?
Well, that's the reason we really need this to have. The truth is, Jeff, I had a friend of mine tell me that, Alan, what we got to do is, if you go vote for somebody, just vote for first term.
Yeah, right.
If you've been there over one term, you just if everybody that went in were freshmen, we'd be way ahead.
We'd get a lot more done.
A lot more done. Now listen to here. This is, I'm going to switch from that same topic, but it's talking about vaccine mandates in our military. You remember that fiasco?
It said
it cost the government thousands of service members who used a religious or medical exemption.
Yeah.
Politico reported, on top of the 8,400 service members who were booted out for refusing the jab. There is still some uncertainty about what will happen to those service members' personal records now that the mandate has been rescinded.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that sad? Is that not sad? They now know
sad.
That that's so sad. Now, it looks like to me they should be reinstated. All the money should be reimbursed that they've lost, and they should be reinstated if they want to opt back in. The AP reported in February that not many of those who were separated have expressed interest in returning to service. They said they're not going to do it. And the truth is, Jeff, some of those people that had enough gumption to not take the jab, I mean, that was their, I mean, as a citizen, that is their call, their own personal call.
Right.
And if they've got enough gumption to stand up for what they believe is right, that's some of your top people.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I mean, you got 8,400 there of your top service members, as far as I'm concerned, because they got enough gumption to stand for something, whether you agree with them or not. They had enough gumption to stand for something. So what you did was just a good way to take the cream off the milk. We're going to take the cream off the top by the way this thing was framed. Now that it's seen that it was all a joke, so to speak, now, and it's all been rescinded. Well, if it was such a big deal, why rescind it now? Why not keep mandating it?
Yeah.
So somebody has to say, if it was rescinded, somebody has to say it was wrong. They made a mistake. It was wrong.
Exactly.
That's okay. But then they went on to say that a lot of these people were contacted. They have expressed that they would not be offer themselves up to the military again. My concern is, Jeff, you've really gotten rid of those people were the best of the lot. So it says here, it says, we are fighting for every person we can get in the military, he continued. We have a big shortfall right now. The Army missed its goal. Here it is, by 25%. I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
By 25% last year. Only 9% of young people have any interest in getting into the military. So he said, we need to encourage people to get into the military who love their country, who want to fight and possibly die for their nation. That has now been so demonized.
It has. I mean, it really has. Even in this political system of that's been so infected with wokeism, it's shining a dark view. It's given a dark view to those who would even want the military as a career. So I don't even know how you stand as a nation. You know, Alan, we've talked about this part before, but it just so looks like that these things that are tearing us down are being done on purpose.
It
appears that way. It just appears that in the hierarchy of the leadership of our nation, there is a strategic effort to tear us apart. You know, they can talk about diversity and inclusion and equity all they want to, but what it means, the way it's defined in their eyes, is you got to believe the way they want you to believe, or you are separated and isolated and not part of our system.
And
that's done on purpose.
Well, it says here also wokeism in the military also affects relations between the military and society at large. It acts as a disincentive for many and most young Americans in terms of enlistment.
Yeah.
And it undermines wholehearted support for the military by a significant portion of the American public at a time when it is needed the most.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
well,
I say that in respect of your comment, that it looks like it's being done on purpose. And now you and I both, I mean, Jeff, I mean, look around our country. Look what all's happened since 2020. we're in the third year now. Take the last 3 years from COVID on and look at the blitz, if you will. It's not one thing here, one thing there. It's 20, 30 things here, 20, 30 things there. In other words, all fronts of this wokeism, I think that the wokeism and this demonic expression trying to take over our country is 1,000 times worse than the COVID.
Absolutely.
We need a jab for wokeism because I think it brings such death to everyone. Now, the people don't even know it. They don't even perhaps realize it. Now, some do. Some are just demonic. But a lot of people in this wokeism thinks that they're standing for a good thing. Now, if we take our own personal reasoning, that's one thing. But if we take God's thoughts, it's another thing. If we take God's words, so much of everybody's working out of the reasoning. You and I are using some reasoning, but we're choosing to put God's word and what God says about these issues is the correct path. And it's not because that God's mad. It's because God's trying to save us from ourselves.
Absolutely.
He's trying to save us from us. Our fallen nature. I mean, there's part of us. I mean, I'm sure God wants to excel. But there's another part of our nature is just as fallen as the day is long. And so God's trying to save us from that. And it's amazing to me at the wording that's used in these things. They're calling this wokeism, like once you were asleep and now you're awake. And we know that the scripture speaks to those that are asleep.
Yeah.
It says, awake, awake, and old sleeper. So we know that the scripture, and it's like the enemy uses the same terminology. They call this a wokeism, like you're awakening all of a sudden to the truth. And the truth is you're being awakened to a lie, trying to be called a truth. It's what Jesus said that would happen in these last days is deception. And what you and I try to point out is that this is deception. And so that's what we have to work with.
Absolutely. And it's evident to me that the deception is so strategic that it's almost as if they're planning the next great deception. As they weaken these pillars, if you will, of a kingdom, our political influence we know has dramatically decreased around the world. Our economy is teeter-tottering on the edge of depression and recession. Faith has been weakened, Alan, and there's no other way to say it. The church world has become weakened in our society, and now the military under such attack. We are vulnerable at this point to be taken over from a foreign entity without firing a shot. They don't have to fire a shot. All they got to do is just let us implode from within. I say it's like our leaders are watching the destruction of our country, and they're continuing to walk in that same path toward destruction. That's a spiritual blindness. It's a demonic by Satan himself.
Right. Let me tell you, I looked up this guy here, Jeff. He shed some light on it. His name is Thomas Spocker. Spocher, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Tom Spocker. But the reason he's important, he's director of the Center for National Defense. And Spocker here conducts and supervises the research. He does the research on all of our national defense stuff, you know. Yeah. But he puts down three things here. He had this famous speech. And he is three takeaways here on his speech about this issue. He said, precious time and money are being poured into woke programs and projects that would better be applied towards military, making the military more capable. The American military remains a faithful and loyal servant of the Republic. Most Americans are still proud and trusting of our military. but this trust and support cannot be taken for granted, he says. He said, wokeism in the military is being imposed by elected and appointed leaders in the White House, Congress, and the Pentagon, who have little understanding of the purpose, character, traditions, and requirements of the institution they are trying to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he said the push for it didn't begin in the last 2 years under Biden only. He said, nor will it automatically end if a non-woke administration is elected in 2024. He said, wokeness in the military has become ingrained. And unless the policies that flow from it are illegal or directly jeopardize readiness, senior military leaders have little alternative but to comply. Woke ideology undermines military readiness in various ways. It undermines cohesiveness by emphasizing differences based on race, ethnicity, and sex. It undermines leadership authority by introducing questions about whether promotion is based on merit or quota requirements. It leads to military personnel serving in specialties and areas for which they are not qualified and or ready.
Yeah.
Now, that is really and truly, you know, everybody's against nepotism on where everybody says that's wrong on how you would hire your kids or, you know, if you're a pastor or whatever and you hire your own family, you know, all that's considered wrong. But I can't see the difference in that and trying to show partiality based on color, race, gender, sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me what the difference. It looks like to me, anytime you're showing favoritism over merit, we used to have a moral standard that would be considered wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And I see that moral standard is being compromised here in a huge way. Now, our Supreme Court did speak into that last week, did it not, Jeff?
And yeah, they did.
What was that they did? Can you recall?
I can't, but I know that the opinions written went against affirmative action.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah,
it was an opinion that was merit based. Now we've had politicians that's talked about how we need to get back to a merit based system concerning immigration and other aspects as well. When I joined the military in the 80s, you had to test out to see what jobs in the military you were qualified for. And then if there was multiple jobs you were qualified for, they would present that to you and you would choose the job that you wanted to serve in. But that's a merit-based system. If you're just trying to make quotas of diversity, equity, and inclusion, where you bring, okay, you got to have a certain number of transgenders, you got to have a certain number of homosexuals, you got to have a certain number of Black people or Asians or Mexicans, whatever that's not merit-based. And that's what's attacking, and the philosophy of that is attacking our military. So that goes into this whole, I need to point this out. Ron DeSantis is running on a platform that is almost all about wokeism. Now, that's not all he's about, and everybody tries to frame him as that. That's not all he's about, but that is a big part of his campaign. I go back to when Donald Trump was talking about let's drain the swamp. Can I tell you the bureaucrats at the Pentagon and the bureaucrats that implement these policies are mostly responsible for even writing the legislation. The congressmen and the senators, they just take the legislation that's written by these bureaucrats and try to turn it into law as if it's their bill and what they wrote. Unless we attack the problem at that bureaucratic level, we're never going to turn this ship back around. And that's what it's going to take. And I think that's scary. I think that's part of what Donald Trump was saying when he said, we got to drain the swamp. He's right. Mm-hmm. Now, did he get the swamp drained? No, he did not. But I will say this, I don't think he became part of the swamp either.
No, I don't either, Jeff.
You know what I mean? And so we're going to have elected leaders that are not part of that swamp if we have a hope to change it. And isn't it amazing that the political swamp has now invaded our military at this highest level?
Wow.
And now it's affecting policy on service members. And I got to tell you, Alan, that no longer can we go back to the philosophy of, or I'll say it this way. No longer do we have the philosophy that we can attain peace through strength, because our strength is gone. And now we're operating in complete weakness because these pillars have been so strategically attacked.
I so agree, Jeff.
Yeah, it's destroying our nation and the fabric of our nation. Mm-hmm. And unless we do something to turn the ship, I'm afraid that we're teeter-tottering on the edge of it being too late. It's going to take Christian people interceding and raising their voice in order to pull this off.
It's going to take the element of hope in God, because this is an impossible task.
Yes,
and in the natural, Jeff, we're gone.
Yeah, I agree.
In the natural.
I totally agree.
But God.
Yeah.
But so we've got the God factor.
And that's right.
If the God factor is not applied in this equation, we can already tell you the outcome.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's no
doubt.
Without a doubt.
All right, Mr. Rowland, we have filled up our quota of time here. And you be careful, and we'll pick it back up in the morning.
Sounds good to me.
Try not to become too woke as you're out there driving. I take it back. Stay awake. Just don't go woke.
Exactly.
Just don't become woke. Okay,
that's
buddy.
That's right. All right, see you.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.